Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. The state says efforts to reduce phosphorus pollution in Lake Carmi are beginning to pay off. And as VPR's John Dillon reports, the Lake Carmi work may provide some lessons for Lake Champlain, which has seen multiple algae blooms this summer due to phosphorus runoff.
No one is declaring Lake Carmi healthy again, but the state says improvements in farming and other land use changes have cut the phosphorus flowing into the water body. They calculate the reduction is 41% of what's needed to meet cleanup goals. Oliver Pearson manages the Lakes and Ponds Program at the Department of Environmental Conservation. He says similar measures adopted more broadly in the Lake Champlain watershed could also yield improvements.
But we have a long way left to go, and so more work is needed, and ongoing work needs to continue in the watershed to continue to reduce external loading or surface water runoff into Lake Carmi.
Pearson notes that the Big Lake has other sources of phosphorus pollution besides agriculture, including stormwater runoff and sewage overflows. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.
The new Republican nominee for lieutenant governor says his experience as a small business owner will be vital as Vermont's economy recovers from the pandemic. Scott Milne won the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor Tuesday night. He's currently the president of Milne Travel, a company started by his mother in the 1970s. Milne says if he wins in November, he wants to help develop the state's economy.
I'm focused on using the lieutenant governor's office to essentially be a chief marketing officer, chief brand officer, business ombudsman for the state of Vermont.
He'll face Democratic nominee Molly Gray in the general election. Milne also previously ran unsuccessful bids for governor and U.S. Senate. And after years of delay, the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail is approved for completion in the next 2 years. In a press release issued yesterday, Governor Phil Scott announced the legislature has approved $2.8 million in funding, which will be matched by $11.3 million in federal funds to accelerate the completion of the trail. The project has been in the works for over a decade. The Lamoille Valley Rail Trail extends across five counties in northern Vermont. When completed, it will stretch 93 miles from St. Johnsbury to Swanton. The eye on the sky, sun mixing with clouds during the afternoon, highs 80 to 85 in the north, upper 80s in the Champlain Valley and south. Clear tonight, areas of dense river valley fog, lows in the 50s and low 60s. Tomorrow, Friday, sunshine, some clouds during the afternoon, perhaps a stray shower in the south. Highs tomorrow, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.